Hello, this is Raquel with today's devotional. Today's devotional is titled, Surrendering All to Jesus. Matthew 16:24-25 reads, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. In the journey of faith, one of the most profound and challenging steps we can take is the act of surrender. This entails letting go of our plans, our desires, and our control to fully trust and follow Jesus. Today, let us explore the significance of surrendering all to Jesus and the transformative impact it can have on our lives. Surrender is often perceived as a sign of defeat, but in the kingdom of God, it is a powerful act of trust and obedience. It involves giving God the reins of our lives, trusting that his ways are higher than our ways, Isaiah 55:8-9. Jesus left an example. That example is consider Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing imminent suffering and death. He prayed, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42. In his surrender, Jesus showed complete trust in the Father, setting an example for all believers. There are several benefits in surrender. Number one, freedom from burden. When we surrender to Christ, we are freed from the burdens of trying to control our life's outcomes. Number two, peace. Philippians 4:7 promises the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the third benefit is purpose and direction. Surrender aligns us with God's purposes, leading to a more focused and impactful life. Four practical steps to surrender are through prayer. Number one, regular heartfelt prayer invites God into our decisions and challenges. Number two, reading the Word. Scripture shapes our minds, helping us to align with God's will. Number three, fellowship. Sharing our journey with other believers can provide support and accountability. Number four, obedience. Each act of obedience, big or small, strengthens our commitment to surrender. Surrendering all to Jesus is not a one-time event, but a daily practice of denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him. It is about trusting that whatever we give up for the sake of Christ will result in greater spiritual wealth and fulfillment. Let us pray. Father God, help us to surrender all aspects of our lives to you. Teach us to trust you fully and follow your lead without hesitation. May your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Questions to reflect on for the day or for the week. What area of your life do you find most difficult to surrender to God? How can you remind yourself daily of the importance of surrender in your walk with Christ? And what is one step you can take this week to practice surrender? Have a blessed day.